If I might make so bold, I would like to remind listeners that next week's Radio Times is now on sale at all reliable bookstalls, price threepence, and containing a wealth of jolly good information. Thank you.
The two men finished whispering and then spoke.
Sigun, take off that three-ply deerstalker.
There you
good.
Are.
Moriarty, have a look at our English friend. Precisely. But look at the birthmark on the lining of his hat.
Yeah, it says mother.
Oh, that. I had it tattooed in at Portsmouth.
Sapristi Nyakos, that is the royal birthmark of the Dimburgers.
Yes, I've been told that often.
Naturally, your rightful place is on the throne.
Yes, but it's locked.
Thank you. Let me tell you a folklore. When you were but a month old, you were snatched from your cradle and an imposter was put in your place, and then...
Yes, 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 yes!
Please, don't do that. Yes, you, poor lad, were wrapped in a copy of the Radio Times and placed on the doorstep of a barber shop.
I know. I hated that barber.
He took you in, didn't he?
Not until I was 23. By that time, I was too big to step over.
Nevertheless, you are now the heir to the throne.
Me? Emperor of Austria or Hungary?
Yes.
Oh, we'll have a grand time, won't we?
Yes.
Wine and girls and wine and girls and,
yes.
And girls and singing. Be my lord, speak to me, Thora, speak to me, Thora. I'm king. Good luck, I'm king. I must send a postcard to the lads, mustn't I?
Yes, yes.
Mister, what you call it, what you're doing tonight? I'm an emperor, aren't we all?
You silly, twisted boy, you.
Well, my loyal subject, where's the keys to the old royal purse, eh? And while we're giving orders, get me a princess.
not so fast, Crown Prince Charlie. Ned, before we can take office, there is one little job you must do.
Just say the word.
Assassinate Crown Prince Arnold. Stretcher bearer Galray.